was walking near the castle in the little wood known as the park, she saw Dr. Pangloss in the bushes, giving a lesson in experimental physics to her mother's chambermaid, a very pretty and docile little brunette. Since Lady Cunegonde was deeply interested in the sciences, she breathlessly observed the repeated experiments that were performed before her eyes. She clearly saw the doctor's sufficient reason and the operation of cause and effect. She then returned home, agitated and thoughtful, reflecting that she might be young Candide's sufficient reason, and he hers. On her way back to the castle, she met Candide. She blushed, and so did he. She greeted him in a faltering voice, and he spoke to her without knowing what he was saying. The next day, as they were leaving the table after dinner, Cunegonde and Candide found themselves behind a screen. She dropped her handkerchief. He picked it up. She innocently took his hand, and he innocently kissed hers with extraordinary animation, ardor, and grace. Their lips met, their eyes flashed, their knees trembled, their hands wandered. Baron Thundertentronk happened to pass by the screen. Seeing this cause and effect, he drove Candide from the castle with vigorous kicks in the backside. Cunegonde fainted. The Baroness slapped her as